The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I would like to do a little shout out because today's Veterans Day. We're recording on Veterans Day. And I'd like to give some respect to the people who, men and women who, you know, fight to, you know, protect our freedoms and our liberties. I don't think enough is done for them. And one statistic I'd like to point out is how more veterans today die from committing suicide than from battle.
Wow, I did not know that.
It's a true statistic. And
I did not know that.
If you're listening and you're in the armed forces,
which is crazy, kind of ironic considering that my father killed himself and that he was in the Air Force.
It's an epidemic.
I did not know that.
It's an epidemic.
That's, shame on me for not knowing that and having a father who did that.
Well, I'd like to, you know, let them know if you're listening and you've got, you know, you're feeling dark and just know people are there, man. People who are there who care about you, love you, and who are there to who want to listen. And just ask for help. You know, it has nothing to do with pride or any of that stuff. You just ask for help and people are there to help you because you've already helped us and we appreciate it.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump with your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Yes. Are we on? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm trying to make some new animal noises. Let's play. Guess what animal that was.
You know what this makes me think we should do one time because just because Justin's out where he's at now. Is we should do episodes where like one guy is like trash, but the other two like are all there so we can make sure we keep. Hey, you got some in your teeth.
Do I?
Yeah, yeah. Like you have like green. No, to your side. Keep going. Come here.
What is going on?
Here, let daddy get it.
Don't put your
that's Doug's job, right?
Yeah. Hey, Doug, are you going to get that? Or
Doug. I got to draw the line somewhere.
Doug's like, I will cut your steak up, but I will not pick the fucking broccoli out of your teeth.
He's like, look, I'll chew anything up, regurgitate it.
No, bro.
Spit it in your mouth.
She's not going back.
Bro,
the other
it's a big piece. I'm trying to help you out here. Let me see.
Bro, let me tell you, my wife hates it when I have something on my teeth because the way I get it out of my teeth is I go like this.
it's in the left side.
The noise.
You're left.
I'm gonna look, dude. I'm gonna
top
look
left.
Fucking...
Top left. Let me see. Oh, bro, you're gonna see it. All right.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it looks like a small tree.
See, he's not messing with you.
It's a small tree.
Oh shit! I put it right back.
Just jam it in there for later.
This is disgusting. I want you to do this.
This podcast has gone nowhere.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
You know what?
Disgusting.
I'm not that attractive from this angle. God damn it. Look at that.
Try that. No, bro. You're going straight on.
Why don't you guys tell me my face was pointy like a shark?
Well, from where I look, you look pretty good looking. From up. Go up. Go up.
Up this
way? That's how I see you.
I don't like that.
Really?
Better. From down here, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
There I am.
That's where you're better?
Oh. Yeah.
That's why you made
it. But from here, I look like, from the side, I have a shark face.
Good thing you're...
You know what I mean?
Good thing your wife is shorter than you.
It's spearish.
Yeah, it's all right. I look like one of those weird, you know, birds. I don't know. That's with the huge bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, huge.
If there was something you could change about your face, what would it be?
It probably my nose a little bit. I mean, I broke it.
That would be a good episode.
What,
if you could change one thing about your
we're talking about it right now.
Your face, okay?
Yeah. What would you change about your face?
Well, yeah, because you see the scar right here and everything. Yeah. My nose has been jacked a few times.
Has it been jacked?
Yeah.
See, I would,
and my teeth.
What's wrong with your teeth?
I just have grinded them to shit.
They are grinded out a little bit.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Oh, big time.
Why do you grind them so hard?
Why
I have no
rocks.
Idea, dude.
Just hungry.
Justin's like, so
I
manly.
Had a lot of God stoppers when I was a little kid. He's a lot of God stoppers.
He's so manly. He goes outside and just eats trees. You know what I mean? He just bites on trees.
Dude, you can only change one thing. You changed two things.
I did.
I'm so ugly. I need to change two things.
You know, I knew the question was going to come, and so I just figured, you know, let's put
it
out there.
He's like, I would just change my face.
What
just change everything.
I would just change the whole thing. If I could, I would just actually put Adam's face on my face if I could do that.
It would be a lot easier. Then I wouldn't have the personality I do.
What about you, Adam?
What about you? You haven't changed.
Oh, you want to wait till last?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you get. You know what I would change about my face?
What?
I would add a scar or two. You know what I mean?
So you look tougher?
So you'd want my nose, is what you're saying.
Look up. No, I'll tell you what I would change right now.
I think like
I have. I'll tell you what now.
Like
I have
a Cindy Crawford mole would look
no,
good on you.
No, I have a nice. No, I'll tell you.
That would be awesome.
That's what I want.
You want a
Cindy? Of course you do.
I want a Cindy Crawford mole.
Oh my God. Well,
come here, I'll give you one. I got some on my finger.
Gross.
You know what? When I look at myself objectively now, I have a nice smile, but it's gummy. You know what I mean? It's a little gummy. There's a lot of gum.
You do have a lot of gum.
There's a lot of gum.
Small
it's
teeth.
Like,
yeah. You need bigger teeth.
You know when a horse like, blows your, his lips your... out like... Yes.
Let me see your mouth again.
I can't.
No, let me see it, bro.
Now you're making me laugh.
No.
I'm gonna cover. I'm not gonna look like a Japanese schoolgirl when I laugh. I'm gonna cover my mouth so nobody can see.
You're so shy.
The gums.
Let me see. No, not really.
It's a little gummy.
No, open it all the way up.
But by my mouth,
as wide as you can.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Let me see why.
You know, because I have one big tonsil.
There it is. There's the gums.
I have one big tonsil. I have one really big tonsil on the side. Did I ever tell you guys about the time I thought I had throat cancer?
Oh my God.
What cancer have you not had? The lat cancer the other day.
So I have one tonsil that's really big, but it's been like that my entire life. Ever since I was a little kid. And I know this. I've known this forever. So I train recently. More recently, I started training an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And we were talking, and I was laughing. And all of a sudden, his face was from like laughing to serious. And I'm like, what's the matter? And he goes, open your mouth again. So I open my mouth, and he looks down my throat, and he goes, have you had that looked at? So I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, that tonsil, that big tonsil. So I'm like, oh, no, it's been big my whole life. He goes, oh, you sure? I said, yeah, it's been big. It's been like that my whole life. He goes, oh, okay. But the paranoia trigger had already been set.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like.
Especially since he handled it that way. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, obviously, you know.
Yeah, nothing's wrong.
And he's a doctor. So I'm like, what does it mean? He goes, oh, you know, a lot of times it just means a malignancy of some sort. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I got throat cancer. I don't have throat cancer. I'm okay. Adam, what would you change about your face? If you need help, I can help you.
Yeah. Actually, why don't you assist me first?
I can help you.
What would you change? What would you change?
Nothing.
About
I like your face, dude.
Oh, do you really?
I like all your faces.
I have like this little, I have this dimply chin, which is why I always normally keep like a flavor saver. I hate this right here.
Ooh. What's wrong with it?
It looks like somebody punched me right in the chin. Like, like a little dimple.
That's stupid. Pick something else.
What? Why is your gummy ass teeth fucking not stupid and my
because,
dimple
because
is not?
There's nothing cute about a gummy smile, but you're just like
that is not
just,
true.
I want to get rid of this dimple.
No. It's like a baby kiss.
Yeah, fuck off. Pick something else. Adam's like, this game's hard for me.
That was all I got.
I don't have anything on my face.
I would tone
it down a little. I feel like it's too much.
Would you get that? Would you get that cool? That fat
bro, I would
change.
I would
cheeks.
Change my whole. You know what I hate about my face? I have a fat face, bro. Even when I'm at 5% body fat, I have a fat face. So if I could, I'd fucking liposuction my cheeks, dude. I would liposuction my cheeks, tuck the dimple in, and put a fucking Cindy Crawford mole.
You know what's wrong?
Me.
You know what's
the then I would be hot as shit.
Yeah. So there's a good thing and there's a bad thing about having a chubby face. Here's the good thing.
You look younger.
You're going to look younger when we're all old as fuck.
Yeah, when we're 90, it's going to be great.
You're
going to
look awesome. But here's the bad thing. Someone punches you, it's going to comfort their hand a little bit. They're not going to hurt their hand when they punch you in the face. So you're not going to have that defense. Someone hits my angular ass face. Mm. If they don't knock me out, their hand's gone. You got to use the other hand now. Because
you
could
also
look
at it this way. They could break your jaw or something where they're gonna get squished.
My jaw will never break.
No.
My jaw will never break.
Unbreakable.
I exercise. I talk so fucking much all day long. This jaw is made out of steel now. It's strong as shit.
Trigger session.
You know who's the hardest person to knock out in this room? I can guarantee you.
Justin. Mm.
Justin's big ass head.
What?
Because he has a big melon. It's you can see.
Bro, but I mean,
Justin's the type of guy. Dense. Justin's the type of guy that if we were gonna fight, that I wouldn't even waste my time throwing a punch. I'd throw an elbow. I would step in and give him an elbow.
You've thought about this?
Oh, absolutely. I've dropped guys his size
before. I scanned
before.
You guys.
I do not punch those guys. Yeah. I'm not stupid. Like maybe I could drop him, but I'm not going to find out. I for sure could take an
plus
elbow.
This is taking a lot. I would from football.
Didn't you just, wasn't it the other day?
A metal plate.
Didn't you get drunk? Didn't you get drunk with your friends and like headbutt the wall a bunch of times?
Yeah, I did.
He's been training forever.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't even elbow him.
Like a mule.
I would straight for the nuts. Straight like a fucking laser beam.
It's probably good.
swift kick to the.
That's a short strategy. That might piss me off. Yeah, exactly. That could anger the bull.
Fucking
bro, I don't care. Like if I'm going to make my move, it's going to be decisive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Either I'm going to get killed or balls are getting smashed. Matter of fact, it's the most underrated freaking fight move of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The balls.
Have you done? That's a good topic, too.
That's a good topic.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, at least two fights I've been in, I've either grabbed
hammered
the dick
balls.
Or
yeah,
fucking.
I've twisted
oh, yeah.
Fucking.
Bro,
Wait. Did you grab his dick? Was this how the fight started or was it after?
Mine was in a rugby match.
I walked up, grabbed this guy's dick, and I got punched in the face that we were fighting. No, that's not how it worked out. I was rolling around.
Like, I was just hitting on you.
I was rolling around with this kid that was a wrestler. We were fighting when we were kids or younger. I wasn't a kid. Younger.
It's last year.
Yeah, it was last year. And, you know, he actually rolled on top less than a few seconds, because as soon as he rolled to the top, I went straight for his fucking balls and his dick, and I squeezed the shit out of him. You should have seen how fast he let go. So fast.
It's such
an
effective move.
Everybody that was watching, too, you can't do that. I remember afterwards being like, motherfucker, it's a fight, dude. I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure I don't die, dude. That includes grabbing and wrenching on someone's cock because they leave it out there. I'm going to.
Balls and any ball of the body, eyeballs or testicle balls.
Oh, dude, no, because this
guy. I'll fucking bite you. Dude,
I was at the bottom of the
fight me. I will fucking bite you, dude.
Yeah, I was. I'm picturing that. I was at the bottom of this pile in this football game, and it was like this one fucking guy was trying to gouge my eye out, like at the bottom of the pile, going over my face, Max.
He was literally
dragging his fingers across. Like my, I closed my eye and my.
He was actually reaching for your eye,
reaching, trying to gouge my eye. And so every
did you kill him afterwards?
Yes. And like of course I got a flag and then dead. He tried it again and then I grabbed his nutsack and I almost popped those motherfuckers. I was like, yeah, you try that again. Give me once. Not twice, motherfucker.
I wouldn't mess with you guys. But again, we've talked about this before. This is just needs to be said again that Doug would be the most dangerous motherfucker in this room. Just dangerous.
Because most people would underestimate him.
First of all, I guarantee you, if you check his pockets, you'll find a shiv. You're going to find a shiv in his pocket.
I thought I saw a little purple mace bottle on his keychain.
No, he has a straight up, like, he made it out of toothbrushes. It's like a prison shiv.
It's like a prison shiv.
He's going to stab you with that bad boy.
I couldn't afford a pocket knife.
Oh, the homemade shiv.
We are the shit.
He's a little stab happy. I see it in his eyes.
So let's now that we're you know, nice and happy. I have an idea for a little topic here.
Okay, let's hear it.
This comes from a personal experience that I just recently had. So more recently, I've laid off on my workouts, laid off on the diet a little bit. What I mean by that is I was still eating healthy, but I wasn't as strict. I cut back on my cardio a little bit, and my workouts weren't as hard or as intense, because I've learned over the years through the hard way to listen to my body a little bit. And I made a post about this the other day, right? I put on the post that I gained some body fat, not much. I think I gained like 7 pounds, 8 pounds. And
that's it?
Mm-hmm. And fuck you. You know what sucks with me, dude, with my body? Let me tell you what sucks with my body is that, that 7 pounds on me is the difference between shredded and smooth.
Oh, yeah, bro. Well, 7 pounds is a lot of weight, dude, for us.
Not for you. You have a six-pack when you're fat as hell.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just good with angles.
No, you're not. No. Listen, you're 230 you have abs.
Yeah.
You had abs when you were... What did you compete at?
I spray them on.
You spray your abs on?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. When I go, when I go get the spray tan, I ask, like, hey, could you shade in my abs a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. They pay.
Oh, yeah. It's only $5 extra bucks.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bust.
It's worth it.
Yeah. I got a date.
I mean, they're still mine. She's just coloring them better.
Can you go
both.
To those? Can you go to one of those and be like, I got a date with the missus later? Can apply some shade?
Oh, yeah.
Make it look longer?
Oh, yeah.
On the left leg, please, because that's where it hangs.
I got shadowing on my cock all the time, dude, for sure. Oh, wow. Just like, yeah.
Well, that's natural when you go in the tanning bed. That's why the inside of your left leg is all white all the way down to here.
Yeah.
Right below your knee.
I hold mine up when I go in tanning beds.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. You don't put it in a sock?
No.
It's ready for the sin cave.
Because I don't wanna...
You let it get exposed to UV rays?
Well, yeah. I want a tan dick, too.
Do dicks get tan?
Yeah, of course.
So you know why I don't ask that?
Well, see,
mine's already tan.
Because you're Italian?
Yeah, because I'm naturally dark, but so are you. You shouldn't have a white
dick. I wouldn't even try. Mine would burn like bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, the searing.
Oh. Oh. I just picture this this really pink.
Like
Barbie fucking Corvette pink. Stop picking us. All right.
Hey, we were just about. I feel like you were about to give some good knowledge, and we just took a left.
Thank you. Yeah. This is why Justin can't get silly.
It's like a sausage. Yeah. Pink sausage.
If Justin gets silly, when he gets silly, I get way too silly.
Yeah.
He's like, he helps me. Yeah. So here's what I was saying.
I hate you guys.
You got to listen to your body. And this is something that in the past I was super guilty of not doing. My body would start hurting. I would start having, my sleep wouldn't be as good. I wouldn't get results like I normally would. And what would I do instead of give my body a break is I would clamp down harder and harder and harder until I either A, hurt myself or got sick or I got stuck in ridiculous stagnation. And so I think it's important that we talk about listening to your body and how important that is. You know, no matter what advice you get from your program or your trainer, that ultimately you have to be in tune with your body and understand the signals that it sends to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the good point to be made. Because, I was thinking about the other day, and I think, who was it that was throwing a jab at me? I think it was Joe who was talking trash because he's kind of the opposite of us when it comes to training super hard, right? And he was talking trash about how, Team No Sweat. That's what he calls us.
Oh, yeah. Team No Sweat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why? Yeah. Because the guy did, how many sets of squats with 500 pounds did he do?
Like 50?
Yeah. Like a number that makes no sense.
Yeah, he did a ridiculous 48 squat. I think 48 sets or something.
And
like
then
that.
Me and Adam are like, "That's way too much."
Oh
and
yeah.
And his response is like, "Okay, no team, no sweat."
Yeah, team, no sweat. So then I go, and then he because he texts us like his workout, 58 squats, blah 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 blah, all of that. So I go like 8 sets of squats.
Yeah,
four, and then
we reply with our workouts.
Yeah, our workouts, which is like a tenth of his. Right. Yeah. Our whole week is like what he does in one workout.
Yeah.
So
I think I did 50 sets of squats. In 2014, I think that's
what
yeah.
Well, you know,
total.
And I know we're making fun of ourselves, like we don't work out hard, but I think it's important to note that we stress that message because we were the same way too. We went to that extreme. You know, used to go to that extreme. I used to train to failure,
yeah.
And that was the mentality was going into each workout. Like we didn't. If you didn't throw up, you didn't push hard.
Well,
enough.
That was the hardest mentality to break. Ever. For me, especially, yeah, just to get outside of that mentality. It's like, dude, I'm always training like really hard. Like that's what I got off on, forever.
Well, and I feel like a lot of those guys that are really, really fit, that are kind of like your fitness icons out there, so that they gravitate to that as their reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to push through it. There's days you don't feel like it. There's days you want to get up, and that's the difference that separates the men from the boys.
Yeah.
You
know, I think the
that
key
mentality.
There's something.
I agree with that in sports, though. Like you got to have that mental discipline.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's something to be said about that.
Overcome specific things,
mm-hmm.
But in terms of longevity and health and like having a better overall body and a performance wise, like it's bar none the way I'm training now as to what I was doing then.
Well, there's something else that needs to be said, and that is that a lot of people can't listen to their body because they've ignored their body's signals for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people who diet so hard all the time, and you ask them, well, how do you feel? Oh, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel great. They don't take the time to be objective about how they really feel. Like, if you're feeling good and you're working out like crazy in the gym, and then all of a sudden, shit, my sleep is bad. Why am I having trouble getting some sleep? Or the opposite, why am I always so fucking tired? Your body is telling you something. It's a signal. Your body is telling you something has changed and it's not good. And A, it's keeping you from sleeping, or B, it's making you so exhausted that you could barely stay awake during the day. Or how about aches and pains? Or when you go to the gym and your performance starts to decline, where you did, before, 2 weeks ago, I was able to squat, 300 pounds 15 times. And now I'm struggling with 8 reps. So rather than go at it harder and harder and harder, I got to pay attention to what my body's telling me.
I have a confession to make since we're talking about this then. Okay. So just recently, I've been dealing, my knees have been really achy. And now I've learned to assess it this way. So
achy, like your breaky heart.
Yeah, achy, breaky heart, right? Chad, my house. There's a trivia for you.
My achy bricky.
What's the name?
That's
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, that's Cyrus, bro. Yeah, that's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, yeah, So,
I mean, he was like the godfather of the mullet.
Yeah, isn't he? Right.
That's what I think.
So, anyways, my knees have been achy, right? And the first thing that I do is I assess, okay, what's causing this, right? So first thing and foremost, it's normally related to me being tight. So I'm like, okay, IT is probably tight. I probably got to foam roll that or whatever. Then I do that. I still noticing the achiness. I'm like, okay, so I'm still feeling achy. Okay, well, maybe it's, something inflammatory foods I'm eating. So I'm assessing the diet. Okay, that's fine. So today I'm squatting, right?
An STD? You get that rare STD?
I've told you already. I have enough that they all cancel each other out.
Oh yeah,
okay. So
they counteract each other.
It's science.
Now listen, this is what happened to me. I think this is since you brought this.
Yeah, because you were saying it was nutrition before, but you must have figured something else out.
No, it wasn't any of those things. And what had happened to me? And I know we preach this stuff all day long, and this just goes to show you guys, even though it is something that we constantly are hammering on everybody, we get caught up ourselves. So because Sal and I have been going back and forth with the whole competing thing, and I'm trying to catch him in squats and deadlifts, I've been pushing strength and power like crazy, so much that I've been neglecting, you know, our hypertrophy or our phase 3 in our MAPS program.
Dude, you just made me so happy right now. So I thought I was, because I've been fucking, that's one of the reasons, because I've been pushing myself so hard trying to compete with you, bro. And you just said the same thing.
So, and I caught myself.
I love you.
I caught myself squatting, and when I was squatting, I was getting so caught up in the power of it and getting more weight up and more weight up than really watching my form. And today, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go any heavier in 3 plates. I'm going to slowly descend and really assess my form right now and see if I notice anything or if I can keep away from my knees. And literally, like, that exact set, I got 3 plates on there. I start to go down, and I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, you know, form in my head like crazy versus get up weight next thing, right? And I caught what I was doing, and I was just kind of my first initial drop or deceleration of the squat, I was letting my knees slightly slide forward.
Mm-hmm.
And just that little bit of play forward, and especially when we're starting to lift a lot of heavy weight, it was causing all this stress in my knees, and like no stress whatsoever squatting today, and I feel phenomenal afterwards. And I'm like, so son of a bitch.
Two things are beautiful about that. Number one, you're talking about what we're talking about, which is listening to your body. But here's the second part that I found beautiful about that. You're going light with 3 plates now, bro.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That was a heavy weight for you before.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, for
and
sure.
Now that's you going light.
Yeah.
So you know what I've done.
Not light, but it's I can concentrate
that's
on
your form.
5 slow, really wet reps, and focus on my deceleration. Go all the way down.
Exactly.
Pause at the bottom. Come up.
Well, yeah. One thing that I do too as part of that, just to be a little more specific, is I'll go I'll get a lighter weight. I won't necessarily go more reps because it's lighter. But what I'll do is, because for me, what ends up happening is my knees never bother me, but my hips will bother me a little bit, and I'll start to lose range of motion is what happens. I notice it's harder for me to hit depth, so I'll go lighter, and what I'll do is I'll go down as low as I can and sit there and hold it for 2 or 3 seconds and then come up, and I'll do like 2 or 3 reps. Like that's what I did today. I did 7 sets of that where I put 315 on the bar. I did 2 reps where I would go down to the fucking bottom and just sit down there, but keep everything tight. Like I never relaxed at the bottom. I wasn't sitting on my heels. Just tight, hold it for 2-3 seconds and come back up. And that's what I'm doing in my training. So kind of similar to what you're trying to
Very
do.
Very similar to what I did today.
You absolutely have to listen to your body.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's so important that we convey that message to people.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.